Ghost Month, which stems from an ancient Chinese belief that claims the gates of hell open during this time, has fascinated financial analysts for years. In this B-side episode, Carlos A. Temporal, a senior equity research analyst at Unicapital Securities Incorporated, discusses the impact of Ghost Month on the stock exchange with Business World reporter Justine Irish D.P. Tabile.
We talk about Philippine Stock Exchange kasi we always hear about the Ghost Month. So I would just like to know, what is Ghost Month and how is it relevant to the stock exchange?
First, I think we need to know where did the Ghost Month came from, so we can have a better perspective on why does it have that kind of influence on the stock market. So the so-called Ghost Month actually originated from the Chinese culture, believing that this time of the year is when spirits visit our world, therefore making it not ideal to do big ticket things such as starting a business, buying a new house, and even traveling, as it may cause some bad luck brought about by these spirits. So given that the major businesses in the Philippines and most of the index constituents of the PSEI are owned by Filipino-Chinese businessmen, and how, as you mentioned, Filipinos are very superstitious, which is also attributable to how ingrained the Chinese culture in the Philippines. The Ghost Month has became a widespread phenomenon, believed by a lot of local market participants.
Since this is really a yearly thing now, when does the Ghost Month actually start and when does it end?
Well, since the Ghost Month follows the lunar calendar, so if we would base it on that, the Ghost Month for this year starts around August 16 and ends around second week of September.
You mentioned that most of the business are owned by Filipino-Chinese. So do you believe that there is really a big effect in the stock exchange whenever we talk about Ghost Month?
Well, I won't give the Ghost Month the full credit of it, since we need to consider also other factors. First is that foreign investors or executives of foreign funds usually go on extended holidays during this period, which could explain the muted trading activity from them, which in turn would make it easier for stock market to decline on back of low liquidity. Second, there's also the factor of the seasonal sell-off among foreign investors ahead of September, which is usually the worst month for the U.S. markets and the months of heightened need for cash due to incoming schooling costs just right after vacation spending in August. So basically, this has also influenced the Philippine market performance since foreign inflows contribute largely to the market movement. So since this have effectively led to an observed seasonality in the stock market, which we call as the Ghost Month, with the PSEI down by an average of 2.48% during August. It further supported the investors' perspective with regards to the Ghost Month phenomenon having that influence on the stock market.
In general, you mentioned that the Ghost Month really affects many kinds of businesses. But how about particularly in stock exchange? What expectations are attached to it?
Well, for the stock market, I think since the stock market is seasonal weaker during this period, there are investors who are positioning ahead of it. So by positioning, they're liquidating their positions, they're liquidating their stocks ahead of the potential decline in August. So that is how it affects the market. And as mentioned earlier, there is this weaker trading activity over the period, I mean, stemming from the seasonal weaker foreign inflows, as explained earlier, and also since some domestic investors, some Filipino investors are delaying their investments due to this belief.
Can you give a particular case in which you saw that they're not entering deals during this period? Like in the past years, is this something that is really noticeable?
Well, it's really a slow month as far as deals are concerned. But if we would compare it to the previous months, I won't say that things got slower. And coming off from first half earnings results, the market digested several capex announcements as well. And there are also several major investment announcements, such as the 4.4 billion pesos investment of Toyota, the Mr. Buyer of Tito's stake, and other fundraising activities, such as ASEN's preferred shares. We have also MWC's 1 billion peso loan, and for ASEN, another 10 billion peso loan facility being secured over the period. So these are just to name a few. So overall, there's still activities ongoing within the companies, but I think these are not being reflected in the market as shown by the anemic market activity.
Mentioning all of this, you said that there's still trade and that what actually happens during this period is that there's a low trade inflow. Would you say that there is still really a big effect from Ghost Month, or it's about more things? It's not only about Ghost Month.
Well, right now, I think this month for the year is quite a bit different compared to other Augusts. If we would look at what have transpired over the past few weeks, we have the U.S. credit rating downgrade. We have the disappointing Philippine GDP growth, and also we have the resurgence in oil prices, and also some emerging upside risks to inflation stemming from the recent typhoons that may affect food prices domestically. So what happened in the market is mostly attributable to that phenomenon, but I think it did play a part since we have that low liquidity. But again, the negative macro conditions is what really drove the sell-off. And also, towards the end of August, we have that MSCI rebalancing, which has driven a lot of outflows from the market.
What producer do you personally believe in it? Like, would you advise people to avoid entering big deals during this period? Or what do you think, sir?
Me, personally, I don't follow the superstition itself, but I do respect the fundamentals behind it that led to the seasonal inclination of the market to decline. For instance, since expansionary activities and even sales tend to be lower over the period, as businessmen and consumers who respect there's superstitions, for expansions, travels, and others, there won't be enough catalyst for stocks to move significantly. And coupling that with the lack of significant foreign inflows and other factors that I have mentioned earlier, August did live up to the so-called ghost month phenomena. I treat this similarly to other cases, such as the Christmas rally or the January effect, that can be fundamentally explained as well. Now, for investors should not shy away from the stock market during this period. And instead, I would recommend investors to slowly accumulate to take advantage of the cheaper prices in preparation for the incoming Christmas rally. However, given how market conditions are right now, it would be advisable to still be cautious and accumulate in tranches.
With more than half of the year gone, how do you think did the Philippine Stock Exchange perform so far this year? And which sectors were the largest gainers and losers?
If we would compare to how the market performed a year ago, it's not that bad since last year during the same period. Year to date, the Filipino stock market, or the PSEI, has declined more than 6.7% as far as I can remember. And right now, last August 31, I think the market has only declined just below 6.10%. So it's not that bad, but since the sharp decline went against the expectations of the market, banking on the reopening momentum to lift the index above, the performance is likely to prolong that pessimistic sentiment, on which a big catalyst is a must in order to get out from that. Now, as for the sectors, banks remain to be the largest gainers, benefiting from higher interest rates, while consumer companies got hit by inflation on both the demand and supply side. For demand, consumers are buying less of some specific goods due to the higher prices, on the supply side, on the input side. So the company's margins are suffering from the rise in higher input costs.
You mentioned that it has declined, which was not expected by the public. So, what was really the expectation for PSE?
Well, initially, just before the release of the Philippine GDP, I mean, we have the earnings season, right? And a lot of companies are still performing well, in line. Some are in line, some are outperforming. And I think, based on my numbers, the number of companies in the index that has performed within estimates and outperformed estimates have actually outnumbered those companies that underperformed. So given this, it created that expectation that the Philippine GDP growth is on track to meet the 6%, the expected 6% growth. But after the release of 2Q23 GDP growth, it was very disappointing. I mean, we have the median expectation pegged at around 5.9%, and you have the actual GDP growing by 4.3%. So it's much lower than that. So comparing that, the actual figure, to what was being expected, it's the discrepancy is significantly wider. So this has really led to a sharp decline in the market since you're pricing in some downgrades, potential downgrades in what the market was expecting initially.
Entering September, what risks and opportunities are you seeing for the remaining 4 months of the year?
For the risks on, well, at home, we have the elevated inflation pressures against waning consumer spending strength, as evidenced by the results of the 2Q23 earnings performance of several consumer companies, and also the potential underperformance of the Philippine GDP growth after that disappointing 2Q23 figure. So the GDP may fall behind what the BSP is targeting, which is around 6%. And also on the international side, we have the growing global recession concerns amid elevated interest rates and also faltering China's economic reopening. So these are the risks that the market will closely watch.
How about opportunities, sir?
Well, for opportunities, I think as we move into fourth quarter, the market will be closely watching 3Q23 earnings. So I think the opportunities lies on the numbers, the actual results of how the companies performed during the third quarter. Since if we would look at the other factors, it's not really projecting a positive outlook on both the economy and also the market. So I guess for opportunities, the market will be focusing more on the fundamental catalysts of the earnings, and also a potential recovery or reacceleration of that GDP growth for Q3.
With all of this risks and opportunities, what is your outlook for PSE for the remaining months of the year?
While the index may consolidate with a downward bias in the coming weeks or months as the market prices in this risks, the so-called Christmas rally may hold true as investors' optimism gets stirred up by greater spending during the holidays, while they look forward to a better earnings or economic outlook next year. So I guess from where we are right now, below 6,200, I think there could be a sharp recovery towards the end of the year.
Mr. Temporal said the period that Ghost Month covers is seasonally weaker, which is why investors are driven to position themselves ahead of it. For 2023, however, the negative macro conditions are what really drove the sell-off in the stock market. This has been another B-Side episode. Subscribe now and enjoy a new episode every week.